Many years ago, my teacher and the founder of the new Kadampa tradition, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche, came to visit us at Tara Centre when it was in Buxton, Derbyshire, in the United Kingdom. And he was giving us all some encouragement, encouraging us to improve our human qualities. He explained to us that we needed to develop wisdom, a good heart, and a peaceful mind. And that a good heart means we need compassion for other people. We need to be loving. He then explained to us how he had been walking in the park in Buxton. And he gave us examples of what he had learned walking in the park. And I'd like to share this story with you because I've never forgotten it. Venerable Geshe-la said, I was feeding the birds and ducks in Buxton Park. I noticed that one of the pigeons was blind and could not find any food. Another pigeon took food from me and passed it to the blind one. I was so surprised because this shows that even animals have compassion. Later, when the ducks were taking food from me, they were pecking each other due to their greed. One mother duck had a small duckling, which was quite weak. When I gave food to this mother duck and her duckling, the other ducks did not interfere, but allowed the mother and her duckling to eat. This is also very interesting, as it shows that the ducks were practicing moral discipline. In one of Buddha Shakyamuni's past lives, he was a bodhisattva who had a rabbit's body. So rabbits can have bodhicitta. If even animals can have good hearts and train in becoming bodhisattvas, how much more necessary is it that bodhisattvas develop in human society? We human beings can understand the meaning of Buddha's teachings, but for animals, these teachings are as meaningless as the sound of wind. Even though animals are not able to understand and meditate on Buddha's teachings in the way that we can, they can still have compassion and a good heart. So in this way, explaining this story, Geshe-la was explaining to us how important it is for human beings to improve and to not remain ordinary, and that we should not take for granted the opportunity that's appearing for us to improve ourselves, our wisdom, our good heart, and our mental peace through listening to Buddha's teachings and trying to put them into practice. We're not animals, we're human beings. So we need to strive to take the real essence of human life. This means to engage in spiritual practice